Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to our podcast. This is Inner Sight Freedom, and we are talking tonight about nursing homes and get rid of them because they kill people. Also, instead of getting rid of them, we were actually going to change the title of tonight's show, and that is Turn Them Into Accessible Housing. And that's a better option because this will actually help people instead of just, you know, saying, oh, you know, we're just get rid of them. We have a goal in mind, turn them into accessible housing. And everybody has to join in that goal, especially the agencies and the government, to try and donate or have a fundraiser to see if we can get people interested in, you know, our goal is to try and, you know, one day at a time, we get what we need. And we try to see how we get, you know, people to get this on the road. We need, like, private and public, how would you say, people helping and assisting. So that's my goal for tonight. I'd like to just tell you how we're going to do it and how we're going to get people to help us. Also, I have my two parents passed away recently in the nursing homes, and excuse me for the last little rant. I have a little bit of a migraine headache, but that's okay. We'll just continue. The show must go on. So anyway, yes, so we continue. Also, my mom has been, you know, recently she passed at the beginning of last year, and this year they want to put my aunt in the nursing home. I just was like, are you kidding me? You're going to put her sister in the nursing home? No way. And then they said, yes, we have to. And I said, no, you don't have to. I am her patient advocate. It's listed as Florida. I said, we'll be responsible for her care. And we had to prove that there would be 24-hour care there. Do you know this is just the biggest of headaches that we had to deal with just to get the hospital to understand that we're going to bring her home and have 24-hour care? And we had to right at the beginning after her car accident and the dementia there together, slight dementia, very slight. And the car accident didn't help it. It really shook up everything. So, I mean, these little things that we have to fight to get, you know, things done, you know, it's not easy to get these things done. So basically, we're trying to, you know, get together a demonstration on the 17th of September. I think it's on a Saturday, Frank said. And we're going to get, what do they call that, registration or permission to actually have a demonstration, sorry. And basically, things are going to be actually a lot, you know, better once we get, you know, a petition to actually, you know, register and actually get the it going and having a demonstration. It'd be actually, you know, fairly nice to have people, you know, demonstrate with this cause in mind. Basically, what we're doing is we're trying to, you know, inform everybody that, you know, Inner Sight Freedom, you know, nursing homes kill people, first of all, and then also inform them, you know, turn them into accessible housing. This is very important. To turn them into accessible housing is a very important thing to do. So that's what we're going to be actually getting to shortly. But one thing at a time. I actually have our Able News advertisement, so I'm going to run that, and then I'll possibly get a caller after that. All right.
Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including accounts of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
Now we have our co-host who would like to actually talk as well. Hi, Frank.
Yeah, how you doing?
Mixed up at the beginning a little, but that's okay. I know you helped me out of a little migraine this afternoon, so we're trying.
I didn't do anything. But you're here and you're on the show, and that's the important thing.
Yes, I know.
If you heard last night's program, open mic, and the gentleman who called in from California with that story of how he asked a bunch of people in the nursing home, "Are you happy here?" And they all shook their head no, or they responded no.
Yeah,
you know,
it is.
That was a stunning piece that we could never plan something like that. You know, it was real. It was dramatic.
Very dramatic.
It shows you, you know, that people are thinking about getting out of these places. They're people. Their brains, even though damaged, still can work and still can be revived if these jackass medical people would try other ways.
That's right.
You know, see, that's one of the things that you could get if you were in your own home. You know,
that's the truth.
Hey, my son read about this on the internet. Look what they're doing. Essential oils, you know, injections or whatever it may be. You know,
right?
I want to try that.
Yeah.
You can't try that in a nursing home.
No, you
Medicare
can't.
Won't pay for it. First of all,
they won't.
You know, and they'll deem you as insane, probably.
That's right. Right on the bottles,
you know,
it says it has to be
drug you up.
By
what?
Your doctor. Said right on the bottles itself, it says that don't use this without discussing it with your doctors because it might conflict with the medicine. Well, it has a point, but why not use it? That's the thing that bothers me, instead of the medicine. Why don't you write something like that on there and evaluate it? You know?
Yeah, well, they don't want you to to have knowledge, to have safety and freedom. And you know, they want everything their way. The money.
Yeah.
That's the only thing that comes first.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Who was it that told me? Somebody told me the other day that when you go into a medical place, first thing they ask you, what insurance do you have?
That's the truth.
You know?
Yeah. They don't ask.
So anyway, this caller made a great point, and you know, we want to turn nursing homes into accessible housing that would help everyone. Now, I heard a thing on the news today. One of the top federal officials from Philadelphia, I guess they have a committee of federal people that are supposed to watch over the economy and all that, make adjustments and all that, you know. And he was stressing conserve, conserve, conserve. Three times they said it on the news, you know. Now, what better way to take a program or to take these nursing homes and turn them into accessible housing, get people into their own homes, and right there you save money.
Yeah.
You know, it's less right there. But if they listen to us, they'll save even more money.
That's
true. You bring in the agencies and mandate them that they have to raise money to help people stay in their own home, you know.
That's
then
true.
You put into practice what we call the Volunteers for Freedom. Now, the guy who called in last night, he praised that. He loved it. He thought it was a great idea.
Yeah, I
sure.
did. Sure. Well, yeah.
And I'll tell you why he thought it was a great idea. Because his dad is in a nursing home.
That's
probably,
him.
Most likely, because they wouldn't give him enough time at home with AIDS.
That's what they did to my mom. Everybody.
That's why the guy loved the idea.
Yeah.
Because undoubtedly, in his mind, he was saying, hey, my dad could be in his own home.
That's right. Yeah.
So this is what is going on now. You've got politicians screaming, conserve. You've got $196 billion last count wasted on nursing homes. You have people who are witnessing abuse of their loved ones in these places. You have people who are struggling financially to keep them out and can't because the money eventually runs out because the agencies won't help them. That's what happened to my girlfriend's grandmother.
Aww.
You know, the daughters were trying to keep her out of the nursing home as much as they could. It got so bad that she needed more time, and they couldn't continue.
Right.
But you got to give those people credit for trying. I mean, they try.
Well, I give them credit. It's not only more time. You know what it is? It's the equipment. It's everything all around it. You know?
Well, that's part of it, the equipment. But you got to have somebody to operate that equipment.
That too. You need both.
You know? So the plan is, you know, we have a tentative date for a demonstration. That demonstration is not going to mean a damn thing unless we get people behind it.
That's right.
You know, both at the site of the demonstration and the online.
Right. They need to be connected.
I made a call tonight. I'm hoping that people are going to get involved over. Peggy, who passed away, my girlfriend's grandma, you know, remains to be seen. Now, before we went on the air, let me just throw this out to you because next week is my birthday, all right? I'm a lot older than my girlfriend. She don't like her name on the air. My girlfriend. I told her tonight, I said, you know, I'm doing this for you, too.
Right.
Because you would never survive in a nursing home. She has autism.
Oh, no.
You would never survive in a nursing home very long.
Neither would I.
You know.
For that matter.
So, you know, I told her, I'm doing this for you because you're young enough that you may see this happen in your time. You know, 20 years down the road or whatever it may be. You know. So September 17th, Saturday, 11 to 2, the location to be announced, tentative date for a demonstration both online and at the site. Now, we need people to be online, to send out news releases, send out stuff to, you know, releases to politicians. We'd like to have Skype at the scene, which means we're going to need hookups. know? So we can Skype people in from all over the country.
Yeah.
And, of course, contacting the news media. But we've got to have one message.
That's
Turn
right.
the nursing home into accessible housing. And we'll show why by citing all the abuse cases and the people that have lost their lives.
That's right.
Lost their money, lost their home. So hopefully, if we can get enough people, we have a petition up at change.org.
Yes, we do.
A lot of good ideas on there. Read it and sign your name.
Please do.
If you don't want to go to a nursing home, sign that petition.
I will leave it inside our talking area here, the space where we said the name of the show and stuff like that for people, and I'll just write petition. People could click right on it. Okay?
All right, but for people who can't see it.
Right, we could read it out.
Tell them what it is.
Okay, yes, go to change.org, and then you go to Inner Sight Freedom when you're on your Braille keyboard. When you type Inner Sight Freedom in the search bar, we have a couple of petitions up there. That's all we have there. Some are partial petitions that are closed, but the ones that we need you to look at has this particular message. It says nursing homes kill people. I actually said get rid of them, but it really should be turned into accessible housing, which we're going to amend it after this.
Right. So you want the one that says nursing homes kill people is the one that we're
right
referring people to.
Correct.
You can read
yep.
it, sign it.
Yes, please.
Pass it around to your friends.
Yeah.
We're going to need a lot of names.
Yes, we are.
You know?
Yeah.
And
if you don't
want to
live
you know,
in a nursing home at the end of your life, they don't want to live in a nursing home at the end of their life, well, that's going to be very important that you put your names on the petition, and they won't take your...
Well, they don't want to live in a nursing home at any time, not just the end of their life.
Exactly.
The nursing home is the end of your life.
That's what I'm saying.
But, we can either get this thing off the ground, hopefully by September with the demonstration, if we get enough support,
mm-hmm.
or a year from September, where it'll be a big election presidential.
That's going to be interesting.
Yeah.
We could do both, actually. Because then if we do both, we know who the players are who won't help. You know, we could write it down and start protesting them and lobbying
them.
Well,
we got to get enough support.
Yes, we do.
You know, that's the key.
Support.
If people really want something to be done about these nursing homes, they'll get behind us. Now, people that have... money, you know, you want to donate, we need money to pull this off. You know, everything is money. We'd like to hire a public relations firm and start a massive campaign, you know, to let people know that these nursing homes have no place in our society. Better to have a person in their own home. Safer, too.
Yeah.
Less disease, too.
Yeah.
All right, Inner Sight brought to you by the Big East, the key to rescue. 609-388-7004. Adopting Akita. Joanne Diamond, the boss over there, the Akita lady. All right. And we thank her for all that she's done. Big East, the key to rescue at Verizon.net. Email if you want to send them an electronic letter. All right, again, the phone number 609-388-7004. let's see, Kennedy Realty, my buddy at Islip, New York. Buy a house, sell a house, get some good info on the real estate market. Mr. Kennedy, 631-888-1186, and we thank him for his pledge of a donation to InnerSight. When we literally receive that, we'll give you more info on that.
Definitely.
All right. All the beautiful children of the world. Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, Little Tommy, Baby Royalty, Ollie Campbell, to mention a few who have passed. Go an extra mile for a child. InnerSight.
Children.
Remind you. They had an item on the news tonight, a short item about that Russian guy's children.
Oh, really?
They're adults.
Yeah.
You know. So I don't think he's setting such a good example for his family.
He is. No, he isn't.
You know.
Mhm.
But they're gonna when the item was that when his children are in Russia, they're gonna be sanctioned.
That's true.
You know. So the stupid things that people do, anyway. InnerSight, go an extra mile for a child. We thank you for it. We thank Suffolk Bus Corp, Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, for their help. And if you have any questions on the disabled or about legislation or agencies and all that, they got all that stuff for you. Let's see, 631-880-7929, Silo. Give them a call. Tell them you heard about them on InnerSight. That would help everybody, including us.
Oh, yeah.
All right, James Bahamundi is a civil rights lawyer. Called me today about my case.
Yeah.
Moving forward on that and that horrible, horrible discrimination against people.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Bahamundi, 516-783-9662. Give him a call if you have any civil rights questions. InnerSight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled, 631-224-3090 is our InnerSight phone number. And if you want to call, you know, if you have any questions about the show or about the nursing home idea and you don't want to talk about it on the air, call us at the InnerSight. Leave your number, we'll call you back.
That's true.
All right. We're here, and this is very important. We're here for the young disabled person.
That's right.
As well as the old. And
that's
middle
right.
age, you know, middle.
That's right.
You know, we're here for all the disabled.
Yeah.
You know, the future to keep you out of a nursing home.
That's right.
You know, how are you going to do that if they're still there? Even
that's
if
right.
you have some money.
Mm-hmm, they take
you
it.
Know, and the nursing homes are still there. The state
right.
can come against you.
That's right.
And fight to put you in a nursing home. They can't do that if the
if
place is not
it.
There.
That's right.
There's the answer
mm-hmm.
for these nursing homes.
I totally
right
agree.
There.
Mm-hmm.
So we're here to protect the future of people. A friend of mine called me a few years back, a beautiful guy, Marty, forget his last name. They
Coleman?
Put him in a nursing home. Brilliant guy.
Oh.
You know, and he called me a few times, and all he said was, I got to get out of here. This is horrible. This place is horrible. I want to go home.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Any nursing home you go to, walk down the hall.
Yeah.
You know, ask any residents, do you want to be here?
That's
guarantee you 98% will tell you no.
That's right.
I don't care where it is. So there it is. It speaks for itself. Why should people have to lose their money in their home for a place where they don't even want to be?
That's right.
Nobody does that.
Nope. I tell you, nobody
does.
You know,
under normal circumstances, nobody does that. All right, we got any callers on the line?
Hold on, let me check. All right, let's see.
The number here, by the way, 213-816-1650, 825 New York.
That's just us right now. But I could look again. Hold on.
Yeah, yeah. Check the line. See if anyone is on there. Now, we know that people are hearing us.
Oh, yeah.
All over this country, all over the world. Some of them are in nursing homes.
That's right.
Some of them have relatives in nursing homes.
Also right.
Some of them have relatives trying to keep loved ones out, struggling. You know? I wish I could say, with my whole heart, I wish I could say, call in a site and we'll provide the funding for you, but we can't.
We don't have it yet.
There are agencies who can, and they're not.
That's right.
So the only thing we have to offer is to change this system and turn these nursing homes into accessible housing. That's what we ask people to join us with.
Mm-hmm.
And so far, not one other agency has come forward to help us, to say, hey, we like the idea, what can we do? You know,
that's true.
Not a one. Not a one. Well, you know, right off the top of my head, what I would say is, let's do a public service announcement.
You know what they say to that?
Let's start raising some money, and you guys can get a certain percentage out of that, and put the rest into a fund to turn these nursing homes into accessible housing. That's what I would say to them if they wanted to help.
What's wrong with that?
See? We're not greedy. We'll help the agency.
Yeah. We always have. They've helped us.
We don't have the money, but we'd help them.
Yeah.
If they wanted to raise the money, we'd give them a donation out of that.
Yeah.
So, you know, these people are all tied up with the government and red tape and running people's lives and all that stuff. All right, so the key here tonight is conserve.
Yeah.
And you can conserve by having people in their own homes.
Yeah.
See? That's the beauty of this idea. You don't conserve by cutting back the money from the nursing home and leaving people there with less help. You know, you conserve by redirecting that funding and get people into their own homes where they would have the help they need and be safer.
Of course.
That's the way to really conserve. You know, because the politicians cut money from the nursing home and just leave them the way they are.
Yeah.
They're going to look horrible.
Yes, they are.
They're not going to look good for doing that. It's bad now. They make it worse.
Of course they will.
So our idea of conserving makes a lot more sense.
Right.
Get the person into their own home and at the same time save money. Bring the agencies in. Mandate them. See the difference?
Basically.
Between what will probably happen in the future, probably. I bet you any money, they'll cut money going to the nursing homes.
Of course they will.
And then there'll be another demonstration, you know, put more money, And what will that do?
It just makes it worse.
It won't do
it
a damn thing.
Worse. It doesn't do anything. It makes it what happened worse.
Sure. But the places are still there.
That's right.
So we got to turn the tide. We got to get people to come on board and understand, you know. Help us fight for this. I mean, everybody benefits. The taxpayers.
Yeah.
The residents of these places. The general public.
Yeah.
The government benefits. They've got to spend less money and get better results.
Yeah.
Everybody benefits from this.
Yes, they do.
All right, in a sight. So, 213-816-1650, our nursing home program tonight. And what did you, do you have anything you wanted to talk about?
Yeah, I wanted to talk about what you were talking about and go into further detail about what happened with the young woman that you were helping in her story without revealing her.
Now, wait a minute. Who are you talking about? What young woman?
The one you said, the other show that had, you know, gone into, you know, a nursing, not a nursing home. Oh, goodness gracious. It's not a nursing home. It was the homeless shelter. Sorry about that. Isn't she also more at risk now because she's in a homeless shelter? That's another question.
Well, you're talking about the woman that we helped. They didn't want to shelter her with a service dog. Is that what you're talking about?
That's correct.
Yeah, we got her into a... We kept her and the dog together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they had to find her a shelter. And they found her. She got a private room.
But the dog is just better.
We scared the hell out of them.
Yeah, that's right.
Wrote him a letter. Baha Monday.
Oh, he did. Okay.
Helped with the letter and the woman's sister helped too.
Oh yeah. I saw the letter. It was good. Yeah.
Oh, you saw the letter, yeah.
Yeah, it was very good.
So, but that's another issue. That's not a nursing home.
No, I know,
issue,
but I was asking if they're in these, I'd say, partial housing things, situations.
Right, but it shows you how inner sight works.
Oh, yeah, it does.
You know, there it is.
Yeah.
You know?
You know, that were
if we could work this nursing home thing like that, it'd be a miracle.
Yes, it would. Hey, I pray on my behalf that I don't get placed in one. That's what I'm waiting for, this one program to come through and might help.
Nobody wants to get placed in one.
Oh, brother.
You know?
Believe me, I'll walk out.
So, yeah,
just because people cannot speak at the moment doesn't mean that they're totally gone in their head. Okay, people need to realize that you might be silent or can't speak at the moment because you have a cognitive issue, because of an injury, because of your health is not right, something in your health is not right, and it and it's preventing you from speaking accurately. So people have to be aware of changes in other people as they see them. You know, like when I first did this show tonight, they call it word finding. I have word finding issues after my stroke. So when I go to speak, I either repeat myself or I don't speak accurately. It just happens, you know, and you have no control over it. You try to stop it, but you can't even stop it. People have to realize that people have disabilities. People have problems that they cannot, you know,
control. That can happen to anybody.
And it can happen to anybody, yes.
You know,
I remember a newscaster, maybe about, I'd say, a few years ago now. She had a migraine headache on air, and the same thing happened to her. She went into aphasia. You know, it's very, very common, but people don't realize it, you know, until something like as big as that comes along, you know, and they see it open air, you know. That's why people talk the way they do, and they should be considered, what do you call, equal, on an equal landing. If you see them talking, you know, not right completely after a while, then, you know, it's the start of dementia, but you would have to get that evaluated by, you know, a psychologist. But the thing is that give that chance to the person. Don't just automatically assume that the person's not intelligent, because they are. You know, people always do that. Even people who you think, quote, oh, I'm going to put this in quotes, Frank, because I don't want to use it, retarded. Okay, I hate that word now. It's
developmental disabled is a better term.
Mentally disabled, exactly. If somebody, I put that in quotes because I want people to realize that's not a word you call anybody or yourself at this point, because it keeps perpetuating the actual word, and it's not a good description for anybody. So that's why I put it in parentheses. I want people
realize. Another reason why people mm-hmm. shouldn't be in nursing homes, because the nursing home has their rules. They're not going to give you a chance to break out of the conventional medical model and get into alternative that might help you. See, that's why another reason why the person should be in their own home, because once the money's there, you could send a doctor in who maybe has a different point of view and a different way of treating something, and can take that person and say, hey, your brain is bad and so on and so forth, you know, but we have a way. It's gonna help you.
That's correct.
Those things aren't done in nursing homes.
No, they're not. Not at all.
And yet the person still has to give up their money.
Now, what
the hell kind of a system does that? To me, that's a dictator.
Your insurance. No, even your insurance. Your insurance has to go to the nursing home. Here's the thing that just mind-boggling. Your insurance goes to the nursing home, okay, plus what you're trying to, you know, get, you know, from the nursing home, the physical therapy, everything has a cost now. So you don't know if you've been approved for that or not, that cost. Then now you don't know if you're going to be able to, you know, stay in the nursing home, because that, you know, that now you have to switch over to long-term care, and now your Medicaid has to switch over from community to nursing home, which is a totally different ball game. And I would never suggest that to anybody. Don't change it. Stay community Medicaid as long as you can and get out of the nursing home. That's my suggestion right now.
Oh, yeah. Don't switch over anything. But I have a question for anybody who could answer it. Maybe somebody out there, maybe you would know. Hospitals have what they, and they don't want people to know about this, have what they call a hardship fund. You know,
yeah, I know.
Where they have to treat you even if you don't have the money, or they have to send you to a different hospital that will treat you, right? Now, do nursing homes have that?
No, not all. I think some of them
not
have.
Not that I know.
Not
well,
that I'm
wait
aware
a minute. Of. Hold it. What do you mean, not all?
Why I say that, they have hardship funds for the stupidest reasons. For example, like if somebody doesn't have clothes, they'll buy clothes for you.
Well,
oh,
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about medical. They can get that
funds.
Donated. I'm talking about medical.
Right.
Medical
nope.
stuff.
Nope.
You
nope.
know?
They had a hardship
they don't have
fund.
That.
Why didn't they use it on my mom? Why didn't they use it on my dad or use it on anybody to prevent them from dying? That would they have no hardship fund. Their hardship is only to keep them alive, to suck everything out of them. They even suck their pension.
No, hardship meaning that they have to keep them
right.
in there without taking the money. That they, you know, they
nope.
In other words, they can't afford it.
Nope.
They don't have that in the nursing home.
No, they don't.
They should.
It's correct. They should is right.
They should.
No, I don't want to give them any more of that money, in a sense, that way. They probably better giving them the money as an accessible housing unit, because it's not.
Yeah, but I say they should, because
right.
if they did, that money yeah. could be used to get that mm-hmm. person out.
I see your point. But I don't know what type of the program.
And it would be a stairway to the accessible housing.
It's not a bad idea. They should take
they
all the
that.
Money. No, they don't. They should take all the money that they've been taking out of the person's name, the ones that they've worked hard all their life for, and their pensions and all of that, and put it in a fund, okay? They only need the payment from their regular Social Security, okay? That's all they need. Why are they taking away absolutely everything? They shouldn't. They shouldn't be allowed to.
Well, they give you, what, $50 a month in New York
State?
That's
it. That's cruel. That's very cruel, if you ask me. Yep.
Massachusetts, I think it's 75. Whoop-de-doo, you know?
Man, they wanted me to hand in for only 2 months because that's how much I allowed it to happen, and then that was it. Because I had 4 months I was in that nursing home, the actual long-term unit, and then I think 2 months in the rehab unit, so 6 months total. I was lucky I got out. My husband said, when are you coming home? Now? I can't get me home. That's what I said, Frank, I swear. He goes, when are you coming home? Now, that tonight. He goes, tonight? I said, I don't care. Get me out of here. It was kind of funny. I mean, the only thing I, as a patient outside, I have to really work on my goals is to get my legs stronger and my arms stronger. If I get them stronger again, I could start walking on a walker again. But until I get them stronger, right now, I have to, you know, stay where I'm at. You know?
All right. In a sight, let me run down the week.
Mm-hmm.
Monday night. Our show is Mad or Glad. You can call in and talk about anything you're mad about or glad about. Tuesday night is open mic, where you can pick your own subject. Wednesday is the nursing home show, of course, where we are now. And Thursdays, we usually pick a topic and talk about it. And Friday is the funnies. So we have a lot of fun here on Friday. Louis the Lip calls in. We got Jimmy Dinigan, old school buddy, and do some of the old-time comics and try to bring them into the modern day. Friday.
That's
Friday
so cool.
Frolics on Inner Side.
Yeah,
all right.
Cool.
213-816-1650. Is there anybody out there who likes nursing homes?
No, oh, God help.
You like nursing homes? Give us a call. Tell us why.
Oh, geez, Lord.
Tell us why you like a nursing home, if you're out there.
Yeah, let's see if they like them. I don't know. You're right about saying that.
We have a lot of, on the other side, why, you know.
Yeah, well, we have to really hear all of it.
You don't like them. What?
Yeah. We have to hear all of it, so it's only fair.
Yeah. No. We're an equal opportunity show.
That's true.
You don't have to name your establishment or yourself, or you can remain anonymous, you know. Even block your number, whatever you want to do. Anybody out there who likes nursing home, love to hear from you. We want to hear your reasons why. Why do you like nursing home?
Louis chimed in. He wants to say hi.
Louis?
Yeah, Louis.
Oh, he was on last night about the...
Yes, he was.
Either he's mixed up or he loves us. Which is
it? I think he loves us. He loves us.
8:45 New York. Let's let Louis talk.
Yeah. Here he comes.
He wants to talk. Inner Sight Live.
Hey, Louis. What's up?
Hi, Suzanne.
Hi, Louis. How are you?
Okay. Hey, Frank.
Yo.
Yeah. How you doing?
I think
Louis
likes the way I say his name.
You love that.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, go ahead.
Yeah. No, you know what the show
subject
is about tonight?
Nursing home?
There you go. He knows.
Yeah, there you go.
Louis's not in a wheelchair.
Get your butt out
Louis
of the
wheelchair.
Not
in a wheelchair.
It's not good for you.
He's in an imaginary wheelchair.
Yeah, I thought it was a rocking chair.
Hey, Louis, how about a wheelchair with a conga drum and what do they call those things that you shake?
Maracas.
Morocco.
Maracas. Yeah.
Maracas, conga drum.
Yeah.
And, you know, a little,
band, like three pieces.
Muchachita.
Muchachita.
Maracas. You want to get in my maracas? They're very loud. I got a louder pair.
Oh yeah? Let's hear one.
Hey, Frank, you don't want to play congas with me, right? Yeah, I'll show you how to play a conga to Frank Perino.
Well,
all right.
I'd like to
I'll play
one
it, yeah.
If I could.
I'm not as good as you
drum,
with conga, but I'll do it.
Yeah, if
I got
access to
three
do
conga drums, I can get it right down pat, yo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The small king tone and size 11 by 3 fourth king toe and the bass tumbao is the bass conga drum.
Oh, nice. So you got one straight as a bass. Very nice. Lou?
Yeah.
I'm glad you got to learn them really quickly and then just do it. It was really nice. You play well.
And nobody teach me how to play, say, the bongo conga drum. I do it on my repertoire.
Yeah. You're very, very
Hey, Louis, who taught you how to play the conga?
Repeat that again.
Who taught you how to play the conga?
Nobody. I do it myself.
There you go.
Taught yourself, huh?
Yeah.
That's incredible.
That's how I taught myself.
I was about 11 years old.
Got a natural
I started
rhythm.
Playing the conga drum. I used to live in Staten Island. Yeah, I was playing the conga drum outside the house. You know,
wow,
I was a young
see?
Kid.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Hey, Suzanne, I gotta get... Chow Bell a can of Alpo dog food. I'm going to give him a ball. I can give it to him.
And I wouldn't let you feed it to her. You know why? She eats better food.
Talk to me.
You're not
no, he
Alpo.
Might start barking and biting if he eats it.
Yes, right. She don't like
Alpo. It's not going to hurt a thing. I just give him a little Alpo dog food stew, and I give to Chow Bell his doggy dish, and he'll eat it.
I don't know about that. She'll eat it? You think? Frank?
Eat it on television.
Oh, there you go.